another struggle, another obstacle, another bout.
Ain't no telling where I'm about to go. Ain't no telling what I'm about to do. But I don't need you telling me what I need to do or who I need to be. Just let me be free.
Yeah, last.
About the con?
Yeah.
That's yeah, I heard some
visible tonight. Tomorrow.
Starting tomorrow?
Well, tonight or whatever. But I think it might have said 11 PM tomorrow.
I'll have to check it out.
It's supposed to be there for a while, so it's not
like, yeah, Comet's
see it tomorrow.
Yeah, Comet's gonna be there. They don't move fast because they're far out. Like, far out, dude.
Well, what's crazy is, as you're sitting here looking, like, the Neowise Comet, like, you've seen it for, like, the whole month almost, a couple weeks, and you look up, and you just see it.
Yep.
It's just there, like a fucking star. But not knowing, it's moving at, like, 32,000 miles an hour.
It's moving fast as fuck, yeah.
Yeah, that's just weird. If you look at it, and it's moving fast as fuck, that just gives you an idea how big of an area of space
how,
is.
Yeah, dude. I've thought about it. Like, how big is space? Like, you can't even imagine. Like, how long is time?
Go to if you want a perfect example, go to a NASCAR race. And when that motherfucker car is whipping by you at 200 miles an hour, wham! I mean, past you like that. Now you look up there and that's moving 32,000 miles an hour and you don't even see it moving?
Mm-hmm.
What's that saying? That track is fucking big that NASCAR race car's on. And it just whipped by at 200 miles an hour and you fucking had to watch it. You know what I mean? Now, if that racetrack is that big and that car is only moving 200 miles an hour and you see it go by you that fucking fast, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. No, I get it. Because it's so far away, that's why it doesn't even look like it's moving. That's why the sun doesn't look like it's moving. Or, you know, or you I'm high. So how's life treating you, Miss Sam? Shitty. Yeah, it sucks when life isn't going smoothly. I've been dealing with this fucking leg shit for 5 months. Well, 4.5 months. I'm sorry. Gee, is it COVID?
No. For the last week, I've been putting that envelope by the door there. And every day, Trey cleans the kitchen and puts it over on my counter. And every day I'll grab it and I'll set it by the door. Thinking, you know, they're going right out there. I'm surprised we haven't got a text or an email asking for us to sign it and bring it in.
We did. Wow, like a couple days after they got it.
Well, they're going to need it to bring the next one home.
What is that?
You know how you got to sign a report card envelope?
No, I didn't know that.
Hmm?
No, I didn't know that.
You don't remember that back in school?
I don't think we
remember
had to
remember the manila envelope the report card came in?
Yeah, I don't think we had to.
On the outside, your parent had to sign it, and then you return it back.
I don't think we had to do that.
No?
I don't think so.
I did.
I'm not saying we didn't. It's you don't just, remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. Fucking. Did I tell you what they did to me at work?
Lowered your hours?
They scheduled me for 16 hours next week. I'm like, I'm not a child. I need grown-up hours.
Yeah.
So I talked to one person. He said, I'll talk to this person. I talked to him again. He's like, well, I'll talk to her. Da, da, da. He's like, go talk to this person. So I went and talked to that person. Nothing. So then I talked to another person, and she's like, well, if you don't have anything happen, go talk to another person. So I go talk to this other person, who is the second in charge at the whole store, and she made it happen that day. More. What's that?
She gave you more hours?
Yeah, she put me back at 40 hours.
Did she say why you went down?
It was just I guess that's what they do after Christmas. every year. They just slice everybody's hours.
And then you tell them, say, hey, do you guys realize after Christmas, that's when everyone needs the most money because they just spend all their fucking savings on Christmas?
Oh, no, no, you see, that's the thing. The corporation doesn't care. They're only looking for at their bottom line. They don't care about they don't care about anything else.
Yeah.
Well,
I was about to ask them to call off.
That's why they're rich. Poor, stay poor.
I'm sorry, what was that, Sam?
I was gonna ask if he like called off or...
You see, that's one thing I had maybe thought. Because I had called off, taken off and left early a lot because of my leg. So I'm thinking that might have been it, but it was just, I guess it was just an oversight. Because I wasn't in the system as being full-time. So, which is weird because they offered me insurance, which I still haven't gotten my cards. I don't know if I have to go to their website or they're going to mail it to me. But did you read that one article I sent you about how they're starting that committee to investigate Democrats? Uh-huh. I don't know how that's going to happen. I don't know how that's going to work out.
The only thing is they can have the committee and then they can suggest charges to the DOJ, but the DOJ is that fucking douchebag.
Right now.
You know what I'm talking about? That Garland or whatever his name is, the one that fucking suggested charges or whatever to about Trump. He's the one that issued the search warrant.
So what you're saying is he's a blue tie.
Yeah. He issued a search warrant to raid Mar-a-Lago of the...
Yeah, for the...
Those documents.
Yeah.
Did you hear what someone... I can't remember who the fuck they were. I think it was maybe Pelosi, maybe, or someone. They asked someone about, well, what about Biden? They just found all these classified documents at his... some hideaway fucking place at a college. He used to go and shit. They found classified documents that he had there.
Okay.
Well, that's totally different than Mar-a-Lago. No, it wasn't. It's actually worse. Why? Because the President of the United States has the power to declassify shit, right? Mm-hmm. These documents that he had, it wasn't recent. It was from when he was Vice President. Vice President don't have the power to declassify. So that's seriously way more worse than Trump having documents.
Yeah, I'd have.
And a lot of presidents have documents.
Oh yeah,
they
found
Obama.
Mm-hmm.
They found classified documents at a fucking store because his furniture he had he donated to a place to resell, and it was under his under the mattress.
How do you move that?
I don't know.
You can't believe anything these fuckers say.
I'm thinking it was maybe inside the mattress, maybe?
I would imagine. Because people be crooked, man. But yeah. I was scared there for a minute. Wondering how the hell I was going to live on 16th. I was just going to have to start looking for another job.
What the fuck is that?
I wonder when they're going to start hiring for Target.
I was wondering the same thing. Shinehan Botanicals, man. CBD products. They're one of the best on the market you'll find. And if you get them through me, I can get you a cheapest price out there. Because you are not going to find a better price if you get them through me. If you buy 5 tinctures... I can get you each tincture at $40 a bottle. I mean, if you try to find that place anywhere else at that kind of price, you won't. But it's okay. Hit me up at at The Promoting Jester, ThePromotingJester at gmail.com. Send me your orders, send me your questions. I'm happy to answer any questions you have. I mean, we have vapes, we have gummies, we have tinctures, we have roll-ons. Oh, we're having a temporary disruption with the supply chain of the roll-ons, but they will be back soon.
But everything else, we have pet tinctures, you know, for your animals, which relieves their pain. I mean, my nubby, I couldn't imagine if he was in pain. When he gets older and starts, you know, feeling, I'm going to get him those pet tinctures because, God damn it, he deserves them. Ha! So, again, that's thepromotingjester@gmail.com for all your orders and all your questions.
He was sleeping. I don't know if he's
probably because he was thinking of Jeffy.
He was the dream of fucking pickles.
Wait. What?
Wait, pickles. Like
actually. Yeah, okay, but word it differently the next time you say it. You said he was dreaming of fucking pickles.
I meant like pickles you eat.
I understand that, but... And I'm talking about pickles you eat.
He I get it. He thought you meant talking about...
He was dreaming of...
Fucking pickles. Yeah. Not... He was dreaming of fucking pickles, not... He wasn't fucking dreaming of pickles.
He was dreaming of goddamn pickles.
Yeah. Pickles is my brother-in-law's dog. That was, anyway. What was that other article? I sent you 3 articles. Just for this particular instance. Because I didn't want to come unprepared to the podcast.
You know they're talking about moving our building?
Like,
a while ago.
Jacking it up and moving it?
No, I guess it's still a real thing.
Is it Sears?
It's not going to be Sears now because the mall's too expensive.
I could have told you that.
They're, but somewhere in Lakewood.
Moving out of downtown Jimmytown, huh?
That's a good thing, though.
But I'm like, how am
I... You know, people don't park in the motherfucking parking ramps. Not even in broad daylight, bro. If you ever go downtown, don't do it. Motherfuckers will smash out your window and take everything in your car in broad daylight.
Oh, shit.
I'm nervous every time when she goes to work and parks in there. She has a spot that's like in the open, though, where she could see right from her window at work, but that ain't going to do nothing.
Yeah, you're going to watch them smash windows.
That gives them a, okay, let's do this one, because there's a purse there. But people might do it anyhow.
Just to see what's in there.
Uh-huh.
It's fucked up. Just fucking kids, man.
It's not the first time. This girl Alaska got hit. Megan Somerville got hit. For her, I think. And John and Casey.
Man. I've been smoking all fucking day. Oh, I gotta shit. I gotta remember. I gotta go to Farm Fresh. I gotta get some dinner. Rebecca's coming over tonight.
New York State law now bans certain types of laundry detergent. My mom just sent me this.
Nanny State.
I hope it's not.
What? Who the fuck are they to tell me what I can and can't use? Don't.
Dude, they're about to ban gas stoves. But the only thing is, that doesn't mean, because I was reading it, they're not going to come in your house and remove your fucking stove or anything like that.
For any new
buildings built, any new properties built, you can't have gas stoves.
Why? Oh, because they want electric. Yep, you're right. Got it.
It's giving off emissions, they say.
Which, you know what?
One of the lead causes of asthma in kids and respiratory illnesses. Yep.
Honestly, you know what? It's not going to matter here in a while. Not very long, I'm thinking. It'll be sooner than 20 years.
Dennis just messes.
Shit. Because of the 12,000 year disaster, man. I bet you. I don't think it's going to be much longer before we're back into the Brass Age or Bronze Age.
I just think it's fucking bullshit that these people are telling you what you can and can't do.
100%. 100%.
The way gas stoves cook over electric stoves too.
Yeah, you can't run a canner on an electric stove. Because you can't control the heat. That's bullshit right there. That is bullshit. But that's for real? That's happening? Is it?
That's what Bob just said.
Huh. Exactly. And welcome to America, land of the free.
The only thing you want to know is fucked up is it's still better than like the majority of all the other countries.
Yes.
But it ain't right.
It isn't I'm not right.
Saying it's right.
Yeah, but the fact that we're known for a land of the free and they're taking away our free.
I know.
Other countries are going to.
Can I take him out?
Huh? Can we wait until one of the kids?
Okay. Yeah. That's right. What?
I'm looking out the window.
No, he's that's his pay attention to me. That's what he's doing.
Trey should be home any minute.
Look, it looks like you can see his ribs and shit, the way he's leaning up against
it. Yeah, it scared me for a minute. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, right. You're definitely not wanting, are you, bud?
No, he's not.
He's wanting.
No.
He don't mean
it. Yeah.
He wants the fucking food. He fucking pull out. He thinks it's for him. Listen, when we come back from the store and we got all the bags, we bring the bags in, he's going to each individual bag looking for what we got him. That's no lie.
I don't doubt it.
And then if we don't get him something, we have to get a treat and put it in a bag and let him get it.
Yeah.
He'll pout.
He doesn't like it.
But you know what? Honestly, you guys are going to hate that in 5 years. Because you're still going to be doing that. Because I'm the same way with Bentley. He's so fucking spoiled. We're kicking ourselves in the ass for it.
He's such a good dog. Oh. He really, 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 really lucked out.
He did look out. He's a very good dog.
When it came to him, because he really is.
Absolutely.
Even when his fat ass goes upstairs, all you have to say is, you want a treat? No, I'm running down the stairs.
Flying. He likes to go up in Cannon's bed, because Cannon's bed's right by the side window, and he can sit there and look out it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he won't want to come down, but once you yell that, you can hear it. All the way through the house.
Do you think we're talking about you? Man, I love dogs, man. Dogs are awesome.
I never thought I was ever going to have a dog.
I didn't think you'd ever have a dog either, the way you hated dogs, the way you talked about dogs.
I'm scared of dogs, like other people's dogs. Like,
she don't hate them, she's just scared
that,
of them.
Yeah, that's what it was. You were
older, like other people's dogs.
She
still
got a scar on her leg when she was a kid.
Oh, yeah, that's why.
See, what happened is her niece or someone kept fucking attack going after a dog tied
fucking
up,
with a dog,
and it broke loose and it got her. Well, she, not only did she get bit by this dog, but she had to sit on her porch all by herself bleeding like that for a while until someone came home. So that whole ordeal was traumatizing, not just the one
that,
like, I'm not scared of puppies. I'm not scared of Blue. I'm not scared of Ray's dog because I've been seeing him since he was baby. And I don't mind Big E's dog, but sometimes, because she's temperamental, he said.
I don't like little dogs.
But I like
the little
her.
Things?
Yeah.
I don't call them dogs. Those are cats. Those are just
overgrown cats.
Big bone cats.
Big bone cats. I like that.
I don't like just any dog.
I'm picky when it comes to dogs. Especially my number one dog that I will not be around. And it's not that I'm scared of it. Like, Dennis's brother always had him, Pitbulls. And he's like, why are you always scared of my dog? I'm like, bro, this is what you don't understand. I'm not scared of your dog. But I know them dogs. I know other dogs, they can snap at any time. Mm-hmm. But these Pitbulls are scientifically proven that they could have a chemical imbalance more than any other dog and snap.
Yeah, and just like
you
that.
Love that dog. I don't want to kill your dog in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking out for you. I'm not fucking scared of the thing because I don't care what kind of dog it is. I believe in my head, even these cop dogs, they grab you and they're fucking whipping you around. If you reach up and poke one in the fucking eyeball and rip that eyeball out, I don't think it's going to bite you anymore. Yeah, I really don't. You just gotta grab it by its head and just put your fucking thumbs through its eyes. That's what I think.
I
are eyeballs. If you don't have them, you can't see.
True story.
I don't think all dogs... I don't know. A lot of people, especially in this area...
And you should be able to pick a fucking dog up and slam a motherfucker, too.
A lot of these
unless it's a big,
pit bulls
big
in this town,
dog.
People don't really... Like, look at the pit bull that is down the road. How many times has it bit somebody?
Yeah, and that ain't right. Last I knew, this is way back when my brother was a kid. My brother was probably Trey's age. He played Little League, and one of his teammates was walking down the street, and a fucking pit bull came. Matter of fact, he's rich now, and he's well known. He owns, Zahn Real Estate. He got his nose fucking bit right off. Now when you see him, you can tell it's a different nose and you can see scars like on both sides where you can see they surgically put them out. But since then in Jamestown, if you owned a pit bull, it could not be in the front yard and it had to be in the backyard in a fenced in area. It could not be in the front of the house.
Well, I think anybody who leaves their dog in the front is
kind of
stupid.
I think anybody who leaves their dog anywhere is stupid. But that's just me.
Well, I mean, in Princeton, your backyard, fine. But I mean, like, people that
tie
their dogs...
Well, yeah, not even just for people, either. For the safety of your own dog. Especially in the city. You got cars and shit.
Exactly,
if that dog sees a cat or something and goes running out and gets smoked by a car, you know... You should automatically either have it on a leash or in your fenced-in yard.
Not Trump, because he likes to break fences.
With Bentley? Oh, Bentley's perfect. He hasn't worn a collar in years.
Yeah.
He's very well lit. He listens, you know. Very well-mannered. He doesn't like people that aren't his people. He'll bark at them. But if you tell him to stop... Well, he won't stop. But if you, he won't get down off the porch.
Right.
You know, or if you just say bad, he hates the word bad.
This fucking light comes right in.
Oh, Trump just loves everybody. And loves and he'll sit here and bark. He'll go right straight outside and just start barking for no reason.
As soon as he walks out, woo, 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 woo. I'm here,
just announcing his presence. Yeah.
And he just loves everybody and every other. He loves dogs.
Oh, he does it awesome. That's good. He's not dog aggressive.
I guess
there's
this cop, a woman cop. So when Trey's walking the dog, she'll pull right over, get out. Hey, Trump, go.
And she gives him snacks.
Yeah.
There was a female cop. I came out of my building. I'm good. And she was just coming in. She had a box in her hand. I went to my car, which is parked on the side. I just started up, and all of a sudden I hear... I'm like, shit, what? I looked over, there's a cop. And I rolled down my window. She's like, are you Bob? I'm like, no, I'm not Bob. She's like, all right, have a good day. Okay, I don't know what that was about.
I said, are you Neil?
I'm sorry, Trumpers.
When I took him out for his walk this morning, at lunchtime, the people that live right next to Leroy, with the little girl and the old man, and the girlfriend, I guess she was, used to be a crackhead or something, the little girl was running away from her, and she's like, no, tell daddy to get me, and she's running down the street, all the way up to our... Trump's sitting there wagging his tail waiting for this little girl to come play with her. And she was telling her mom, she's like, no, I don't want you to come get me. Tell daddy to come get me. And she's just running down the street.
Jeez.
Where?
Right here.
Yeah, but what house?
The house right next to Leroy.
Oh, Art's kid?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right.
I was.
And then, she's like, look at the dogs looking at you, because Trump wanted her so bad to come and play with him. And then.
I hear you, buds. You're fine. Street,
and the little girl's like, I don't want you. And the mom's like, saying something. She's like, shut your mouth.
Oh, jeez.
To the mom.
Oh, Christ. That wouldn't have happened with me. Fuck that.
Some of the things I've heard from that mom, she probably deserved it. But, and then I let Trump inside, and he's like freaking out to get to the window to see if the little girl was still outside the house. He ran in here to go look at the window.
I was walking down Newland just before Myrtle, and there was this like naked 3-year-old walking towards me. I knew who she belonged to, so I took her to the door, took her to her house. Mom was upstairs sleeping.
That happens though, bro.
I get it. You know, I get it.
It really does. And my nephew used to do it all the time. If like he'll be sleeping, so you're like, oh, I could take a nap too and lay down. You just sleep. He'll wake up. And they even had lock. He'd fucking bring a chair, undo the lock. And what was scary is every time he'd walk down to my mom's. The only problem is every time he had to cross Newland. Ooh. And that's busy as fuck.
Yeah.
And he was only like 3 or 4 years old.
I don't think I would ever.
But.
Did he know enough to look at that age? Or?
I had to. He didn't get hit.
He didn't get hit. But the one time Caleb wasn't going to school yet. Sam went to take the other kids to school. He was sleeping. I was sleeping on the bed. Sam gets up, her back. I don't remember exactly how it worked. But Caleb's gone. What? We fucking running through the house, looking outside. I turned on my cameras real quick. I rewind them, find out. He fucking walked out, walked over to my parents' house, and he was trying to... Someone's here. He was trying to get into my parents' house.
Oh, jeez.
Just in that amount of time, from the time it took her to go to fucking Lincoln, right here, drop the kids off and come back.
He was like 2.
Yeah, he was 2.
You see him just going. Yep. And it was cold outside.
Walking over in a diaper. Beep, 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 beep.
You see him coming down the steps going like this, rubbing his eyes. And I ran over to Paul's. I didn't see him because he was in between.
I can make it into ATELA at the high school.
Why?
Because I just did my test today and I got a 227 on it. 20 points up from my last grade on the test.
So you'll be able to do...
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
I'm so proud. I almost started crying when I seen my score because I was so happy. Well, I was just... actually, I might not, because I was like only like 3 points below the original grade. But Mr. Sipier said if I want to do ATELA, then he would argue my way into it. So I can't, so there's a high chance, because Mr. Sipier, he can really argue his way into things.
Is Trey here?
He's with Austin right now. He was walking like right behind us.
This dog needs to go out.
Hi, buddy.
Let him out, Camden.
Could you call the post office?
Hi! No, I came home.
Boy, oh, buddy. Can you call him now? Is he still open? Hey, baby. Dude, that one dog jumped all over me and got mud all over me.
That happens.
I like the dog though. What's this?
Watch.
Trump is crazy.
Trumper's tail.
I'm taking my
and
math.
Then you got little girls.
That's not a C.
I'm taking my math NWEA soon. So if I get over 230, I can go to 18 math too.
Well done. Good job. That's awesome that you... I hope you concentrate on that. It's awesome.
I'm not really good at math, so... And I don't want to do math AT because it's just going to be 10 times harder than when I take the math. So I'd rather just stay with what I think I can do.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness.
But I can take videography, too.
Jumpies.
I got it.
Thank you.
Did you hear me, Mom? I can take videography.
Hi, baby.
I can take videography. I heard that's like really fun too. But they said that they don't like let kids in there with bad behavior. But I haven't gotten in trouble in school for like 2 weeks.
Put your dick away, dude.
Well, keep it straight. Keep it up, keep it up. Good job.
And I've gotten nothing but 2s on my folder too. And I'm getting my grades up. Mr. Parnell, he has to grade this one thing.
So
can you wait a minute? I'm talking. He has to grade this one thing, and then my grade will be a 90 for social studies. But I'm trying to get my grade up for math because that's like really low too. I'm failing math, but I can easily get that up.
Good job. Well done.
Because most of his grades are just participation grades.
Perfect.
Well, not participation, but like completion grades. Like, it's only on like tests and stuff, but he goes over with us most of the times. And I take notes too, so I can use them for like the NWEA test too.
Good job. Looks like you're turning around.
Don't say that out loud.
Sorry. Good job.
Thank you, man.
High five. Absolutely.
But what was I gonna say? I forgot what I was gonna say. Trey, I'm done now.
Okay, so I was outside, right? I was out back. I seen the basketball, I grabbed it, shot it, where I thought the 3-point line was, but I'm not sure because there's no lines. And it made it, it rolled back to like that corner spot across from it, grabbed it, made that, came back around with it, came back, shot it back. Then I ran and I was running like that and made it in.
You got a new phone, Jesse?
I did.
What one is that?
13 or 14?
It's a 14.
There you
14
go.
14 plus. AT&T.
AT&T
sucked lately. Look at this.
No problems yet. I don't call a lot of people yet. But hopefully once I start selling these commercials, which I think I sold one today, but I still got a lot of work to go into it, but it's all taking off. It's all starting up again.
I gotta go out.
Because, you know, I started...
He just got out.
I started the Gestures Promoting Company, like, I don't know, 6 months before the pandemic. And so when I couldn't go to businesses to sell... You know, my business was done. That's when I started the podcast. But now that businesses are back, I can start going back to businesses, selling, and then I have Channel 716, their production team, to make them produce the commercials. I can sell them at a cheaper rate right now, as everybody's building up, and then grow with everybody else. Boom. That's my plan. How's that sound to you? Perfect.
Oh, yeah. Willow wants to know if she can come over soon.
I stole the baby! That Willow? No?
I don't know who that is.
You've never seen Willow, the movie? No, it's a good movie.
I've never heard of it, either.
You'd like it. It's a good movie. Willow is a good movie. It's good.
I've seen Mr. Dinopoli today, and he was making fun of me of the pictures of me that you posted in my Nike outfit on Facebook. He was making fun of me. And he was like, you're wearing your hoodie to that sweater today. And I was like, yeah, I seen your mom post a picture of you in that outfit on Facebook. And then he was imitating the faces I was doing.
Were you making duck faces?
No, I was doing, like, the normal, like, silly faces I do. It was, like, this one. And then I do the screaming one. I was, like that.
Gotcha.
Why don't you go chores?
After, can I make something to eat? Well, not make something to eat, but, like, probably just, like, get a snack.
I don't know.
So,
Who's in the bathroom?
How do you tell the difference between a... boy ant and a girl ant. Do you know? You drop them in a bucket of water. If it sinks, it's a girl ant. If it floats, it's buoyant.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
One time I held an ant and it bit me.
Well, it was a red ant, and you probably shouldn't have held it.
I think it was a black ant.
Or was it a cockroach? I don't know. Do cockroaches bite?
I know that there was this one video on my stream, Jadiction, and it was like this little girl. She was like 10, and she had an obsession with cockroaches, and she would just let them crawl over her face and her hands and stuff, and it was really nasty.
I see.
It was a really weird video.
I blame Russia. Is Dennis coming by? Maybe I should get like an e-nail. Wouldn't that be cool?
What?
An e-nail.
Oh, a glass one?
Yeah.
Be careful with it.
Because you can get something just to turn any bong into a banger, can't you? Or into
you
a...
You gotta get the bucket.
Though. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to have to do that then.
I think the metal ones suck.
Just get glass.
I had a metal one.
I can get it from 71 degrees and cloudy.
So you can get it right at the motherfucking Haji Mart.
Yes,
probably
but...
way cheaper.
Yes, but I'd rather support local.
That is local. It's right down on the fucking...
But it's owned by foreign people that aren't from Jamestown.
No, they live here.
Well, they live here, but they're not from here.
But they always wanted to be here.
Fair enough, but I'm gonna
support. They're legally here, dude.
Fair enough. I get that.
I support the legally here.
Fair enough. But I prefer supporting someone who's grew up here and has been building from the roots. You know what?
Grown up here.
Fair enough.
I don't know.
I have my allegiances, I guess.
I've noticed a lot of fucking Mexicans around here lately.
Of course. Of course.
Probably the Mexicans George wants to go beat up.
Every day, they're walking by the house, a family of them.
The same
George
ones?
George told me after he was done beating
But
up.
Then I'll go somewhere else since he's like Walmart. I'm like, holy shit. You know, which I have no problem with. I'm just noticing. It's just kind of...
I see...
expanded.
I see a lot of...
Mexicans. After he beat up Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
I see a lot of quote unquote fresh off the boat people come get phones and phone cards.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, but one of them I talked to was, you know, fresh from Colombia. So
just at all. Colombia, huh?
I did.
Any friends back home?
I'm like she's like, you have to come visit. I'm like, I'm going to have to know where that is, though. She's like, I got you.
Colombia's bad, isn't it?
It all depends. I know this one dude, he goes there all the time. But he goes there, Steve DeJoy. I don't know if he's into something.
Does he work at Walmart?
I don't think so. What he does is he goes there and help, and you see him with the kids. Like one of them people.
Missionary type thing?
Yeah. Yep. And he travels all over. And he spent a lot of time in prison because he got busted with a whole bunch of acid back in the day. And I'm just sitting here thinking, well, how the fuck does he get to go over there so freely? I want to go. And he said it's one of the cheapest. I asked him, too. I'm like, how, bro? I know your background. I've known you for years. How do you get over there, being a felon, and where do you get all the money to go to these fucking places? He goes, them places are the cheapest places to go, And they allow felons. They don't care.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's actually a lot of countries that are like that, apparently.
Good shit. I want to go to Brazil. I truly want to go to fucking Brazil. I want to get a sailboat and maybe go to Costa Rica. Sail down to Costa Rica. Why the fuck not?
I
want to
Switzerland.
Oh, my air's ringing real bad.
Switzerland?
Yeah, she shows me pictures all the time. Of the, just like calendar pictures. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm sure it's beautiful, but doesn't it get cold in Switzerland? I know, and I
to go there for like a week or something. If you had like,
I'm talking about relocating, my friend.
Oh yeah,
I want to go to Sweden.
I'm not probably never gonna do that.
I will neither, but well, never say never, because never is a very long time. But
it would take a lot.
And so, but who knows?
To fall in different fucking places.
Who knows? So sometimes let's put this in a picture. All of a sudden, all the electricity on the earth goes out. Nobody has power anymore. So you're left with what
well,
you
I'm
have.
Going on Wellman Road.
Okay, fair enough. Good shit. Unless
I'm bringing all my guns,
good
my
shit.
People,
good
and
shit.
Whatever tents and shit I got, and we're gonna start up some kind. Because
the I
only
love it.
One that I know I that it. Has some acreages and some land that we'd be able to keep surviving off of.
For now, unless they sell it.
Well, if that happens, they ain't gonna sell it. Especially, no. Even well, no. though they'd get a buttload of money
yeah.
at that time.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd, yeah, sure.
Dad?
What?
Can I make a sandwich?
I don't know, can you?
May I?
What kind of sandwich? Well, we don't have any lunch meat left.
We don't?
Well, we have that spice, just that spicy.
I can make this grilled cheese if
that
you want.
Spicy.
Oh, yeah, the grilled cheese. That's from thank you. Grilled cheese.
That was
yeah, cheese.
Oh, that's right. I have to go to Farm Fresh to get burgers and cheese for dinner.
Huh?
I have to go to Farm Fresh to get burgers and cheese for dinner. What time is it?
Oh, the time is 3:46.
3:47.
Okay, so I'm good. I don't have to pick her up till a little after 5.
Dennis. He must be in his phone.
Is he out front?
No.
Oh.
Oh, he might be, but I don't think so. He hasn't replied back.
Well, I am going to go suck a butt. I will be right back.
It's not good for me.
I know it's not good for me. But you know what? We all have to have our vices. And I'm going to die sometime.
Have what?
Our vices. Something we crazy that isn't good for us, maybe. I don't know. What exactly is it?
Dude, I was watching one of the first of these shows right here.
Uh-huh.
Like, one of the first episode. And you see how they have this? See how they have the mugs, the little glasses, and the things to pour it out of and everything? Well, when this first came out, they opened a jar and everyone took a sip and passed the jar around. Everyone took a sip of a jar. I noticed it moved on up.
Hey, Dad. Moved on up. Yeah, now they have the money to...
Oh, sorry to interrupt, but am I allowed to go over to Nana's get some tomato soup? Well, I'll go over there and get some.
I
can get it.
No, I don't know if Nana's home. We'll buy some when we go to the store.
Hey, Kev, can you watch it outside for
me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we may tell them they gotta make sure... Hey, get up. Clean up their mess.
I got it. I'm right here.
Will you put this in the fridge?
Yes, I will.
Hey there, Chester family. I want to tell you about a wonderful sponsor we have called 71 Degrees and Cloudy. They have smoking deals on your smoking accessories. They have smell good dab pads, dab rigs, flower rigs, posters, apparel, everything you need to smoke. Fuck yeah. Check them out at 710andcloudy.com. Remember to use the code SWED10 at checkout. Save 10% on your entire order. Now let's get back to the show. Yay, yay.
They always leave a mess.
Did you see what happened to my car?
Yeah, there's a big dent in it. Someone hit your car?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, you sent me that.
Oh, that's right, I did. That was a pleasant little windfall. I was able to get ahead and keep some money in the bank. So I'm not necessarily living paycheck to paycheck anymore. Haha, chompers. Hi, chompers. What you sniffing on? What you sniffing on? Huh, goof butts? Oh, I know. Oh, goodness. I guess that'll probably just about do it then. So we'll say just wanted to change it up. My sign off. What? Because it got to be too long. And I just kind of want to make it short and sweet and just say fucking smoke weed and make shit happen, man. Fuck yeah. About the California,
the USC, the University of Southern California, banned the word field because it's found racist.
Let's unpack that a little bit. Why is it, do you think, it might be racist?
The school reportedly stripped the word from use due to alleged ties to anti-black and anti-immigrant. According to the email sent by the Practicum Education Department to the campus community, faculty, staff, and students, the school informed that the word practice, well, I don't even know how to pronounce that.
The word practicum.
Practicum would be used instead to ensure use of its inclusive language and practice.
So instead of field, you have to say practicum?
Yeah. So football players are over on the practicum.
That?
On the football practicum.
California is the result of being soft.
I called out there.
What did you say?
Hold on. I texted my brother exactly what I said. I said, when the football players take the field, what field do they take, and what is the field called? When I call out there, when they answer, because you got to go through this automated press 1 and 0 4. So I ended up pressing the 0 for the school operator, and that's who I ended up talking to. And sir, I cannot answer that. I said I just heard you guys ban the word field, so I just called to say. I feel like you guys are fucking retarded. Uh-huh. You feel that? Uh-huh. And then they hung up on me.
I wonder why they hung up on you.
Because I used the word field.
Because you used the word field.
Or retarded. I shouldn't say that either, but I'm shit. So tired of it, man. Growing up, how many times have you... Told your friend, man, you're retarded.
You see, that's
and it has nothing to do with the mentally ill person. You know, it's just, well, it does, I guess, because you're gone.
Just, but the same with the word gay, yeah, I feel.
Exactly.
Like, that's gay. Like, I mean, it doesn't mean that it's homosexual, it just means that it's stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard gay dudes say, dude, that's gay. Come on, you know? What?
Yeah, I never understood that either. Like, I've always been the type of person that. When I was a kid growing up, you were always taught sticks and stones will break your bones.
Exactly.
Words will never hurt you.
Exactly.
So I never got really offended when someone would call me a name. It was like, okay, you called me this.
And what happens when you get offended?
Nothing. Your butt swells up.
Yeah. Like I don't fucking care. Like I don't care if you get offended by how I feel and the way I think.
Yeah. That's I never.
I don't get offended by how you feel and think. Like
I know you shouldn't say the N-word, but you go to them old school black guys, and they don't get offended by that shit. Now you go to these youngins or something, and you say that word, even if you're singing it in a fucking song.
Yeah.
The world's crashing. You know, you're racist, all this and that. And you're like, no. Not really. It's just not at all. It's really just a word. You shouldn't say it, I guess, because people don't like it. But
we're all part like of being our time.
Called an asshole, and I ain't making a rule that no one should be called an asshole. You know, and to, if you want to get technical, it means an ignorant person.
Yeah.
It doesn't even mean a person of color in any way.
Yeah.
Like, I know a lot more white people than I do black people, so I can honestly say I know a lot more white N-words than black N-words.
Yeah. 100%. I've met a couple questionable black people. I've met far more questionable white people. And I have questionable black people.
Yeah.
And I spent a good portion of my adult life being the only white boy around. You know? Now, there was this one dude, we called him Boy Boy. That motherfucker robbed me. But then, the next night, he spent all my money on us at the strip club.
That's fucked.
You know? What are you going to do? It was a strip club that was right next to the hotel we were staying at. Bastards. Fucking Boy, man. He listened to a lot of Young Jeezy. And so I think of Boy whenever I hear Young Jeezy. Oh, shit. These boys, man. I wish I could have known these people, man.
Yeah.
These would be some good old boys to know. Like, you should see what he's about to do in tonight's episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to ruin it for you, but it's some good shit. And I'm sure we'll see it. Oh, I'm not sure. Maybe. Who knows? But remember what we were talking
about? I know he has his thumb cut off.
Yeah. He's kind of accident prone.
Because he's trying to do everything fast.
And perfect. Fast and perfect. He's kind of OCD like that. And I can't get a read on this dude. This dude's odd.
Who, Tim?
Yeah.
He's one of the originals.
Yeah, but he's he's too much like a salesman now, I think is what kind of bugs me.
Well, ever since the beginning, he's always just trying to find a way to become legal.
Yeah, I know. And that's, so it could be all just, like, you know, all coming from a good place, which it probably is. But just, he seems to be too much like a salesman right now, and I don't know if I can appreciate that.
Oh.